Graphic: Mexican lynch mob hangs gunman from tree. By Cartel Chronicles on December 9, 2022. A lynch mob in Mexico targeted two gunmen who had just killed a local politician in recent days. The mob managed to capture one of the gunmen who they beat and stripped before hanging him from a tree as local police watched. The case took place recently in Cardenas, Tabasco, where two gunmen shot and killed Armando Villegas, a former delegate for the municipality. Locals captured on cell phone video a few seconds of when the unidentified gunman hung from a tree. Imágenes fuertes. Hashtag linchamiento se trata de un sicario que huya junto a cómplices luego de asesinar a balazos a ex-delegado municipal de la comunidad de hashtag Azucena Cardenas en hashtag Tabasco. Ciudadanos hicieron justicia por su propia mano. pic.twitter.com/bkzjhkvh2k. Alcón, at Alcón once, December 1, 2022. Local police can be seen walking around the hanged man. Authorities were reportedly unable to stop the mob. According to local news outlets, Villegas was in his house watching a World Cup match when the two gunmen barged in and killed him. Moments after, locals gathered around the house and tried to keep the gunmen from escaping on a motorcycle. The locals captured one of the gunmen who they beat and dragged along city streets as they made their way to a tree for the hanging. A short video captured the moment. Linchado y colgado de un árbol, así terminó este hombre acusado de asesinar al ex delegado de la Ranchería Azucena en el municipio de hashtag Cardenas, hashtag Tabasco. La autoridad municipal, las guardias nacionales y soldados, no llegaron a tiempo para evitar el linchamiento. pic.twitter.com/9ua.ignj1. Ciro Gómez Leyva, at Ciro Gametzel, December 1, 2022. Officials did not release any information on the case. In recent years, Mexico has seen a rise in lynch mobs as citizens grow tired of the raging violence and the government's inability to stop it. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to Mexico City and the states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by P. Mireles from Tamaulipas.